Hello, how are you? Hope you are good. Welcome to Igbokwe and Unfiltered Podcast. My name is Charles Okeke. How was your week? Hope you did something wonderful. What happened to me this week? Homophobia, as always, it has been happening. Literally, TikTok suspended me up until the 8th of March because I was responding to people on my live stream that were insulting me. I just made a joke. They think it's sexual, and that's what it was. The thing is, as someone who is gay Igbo man who is juicy, glowy, hydrated, moisturized, doing what needs to be done and unbothered, I do not fucking care. I have gotten to a point where it just feels like constantly you are going to get people that are higgy and haga, whether you are minding your business or not, because they will tell you how useless they think you are. I have said this so many fucking times. You are not supposed to be concerned with something that doesn't have anything to do with you whatsoever. You know what? But some of these men are interested because they are DL homosexuals. They are struggling with who they are. That is why the hill that they choose to unalive themselves is the hill of LGBTQIA plus individuals. And that does not really boggles the mind anymore somehow like it used to. I saw a particular video today of these two young Nigerian queer, amazing looking boys. They were saying things. It was really, really funny. And this particular individual decided to break this video down. Someone went in the comment section and said to them, "Why are you concerned? Why are you fucking concerned? Because it does not have anything to do with you." But the thing is that some of these fucking good for nothing, dusty, crusty individuals are suffering from internalized homophobia. This is why a lot of us who come from certain homes that do not understand that you made a decision to bring your children into this world becomes a problem for us, because they will be looking at you. What of our lineage? What of our bloodline? You're supposed to give us grandchildren. You are a disgrace. They forget that you are a whole human being. We are going to talk about parenting, especially parenting queer children. What happens when the people who are meant to protect you become the reason you are afraid to exist? What happens? Because we don't tend to ask this all the time. Nobody talks about this. I must confess, today's episode is not an easy one for me because I know what it feels like being a child, being around people. I'm not talking about my parents here alone. I mean like adults around you say things that are extremely wayward and harmful. And you are there listening to them, understanding that who you are is going to be a challenge for you. But the thing is, this conversation is a necessary one. It is absolutely important that we talk about it. And this is something a lot of people somehow really don't want to admit, that for many queer African children, home is not a safe place for us. It has never been safe at all. It is where shame starts. It is where fear is learned. And sometimes it is where harm begins. Do you know the number of queer people that have been beaten, attacked, and unalived in their homes by the people who are supposed to love them, and they cover it up? I will never forget this. I have, because we don't speak to each other anymore. And I will never, ever fucking speak to him. So I had this friend. We went to school together. We've known each other for years. I've mentioned this on this podcast before. So I came out to him. His reaction was so disappointing. It was horrible the way he reacted. And during that conversation, something came up about his son. I said to him, what if, not his son, but I just said, what if your son happens to be gay? What will you do? He looked at me and said, I will kill him. And I will do it in such a way that nobody will know that I did it. That was it for me. And then after a few days, he came back to me and said, oh, I was so sorry. I am so sorry the way I reacted. My reaction was bad. And we did not get anywhere. He blocked me everywhere. I have never spoken to him since. I will never speak to him. If I see him anywhere, there is no need for me to have anything to do with him. Because there is a saying, if someone shows you who they are once, fucking believe them. This whole thing is not about attacking parents. It is about telling the truth, because silence is what keeps this cycle going. If you have ever had to hide who you are to feel loved, this conversation is for you. It is for you. It is for all of us. It is for everyone, especially if you are someone that is queer, that is LGBTQIA+ from Africa, or you are a gay person of African descent. This is for us. This is for you. We love us for real. And these conversations need to be had. Have you heard that it is for your own good? That is a myth. They punish you. They beat you, they condemn you, they tell you that who you are is wrong, and then you hear that it is for your own good. Fuck all of you. Because if you love your child, you will love them unconditionally. You will try to understand them. You will want to do things right by them. Many queer African children grow up hearing, "I am doing this because I love you. I am protecting you. I don't want you to go to hell. I don't want people to laugh at our family." Someone in my family that means extremely well told me when I came out to them that they are extremely worried about what people will think about our family. At least they were honest about it, but it wasn't done in a way where it was harmful. But I was already an adult when this happened, so I have some form of control. I just wanted to tell them, can you imagine if you are a child and that happens to you? That is not a good place to start for any child. The thing is that control gets reframed as care. But the thing is, a love that humiliates you publicly is not protection. Love that threatens you is not guidance. Love that erases you is not love. Intent does not cancel impact, because a lot of you forget the impact you have on your children, forget what it does to them mentally, emotionally, and otherwise. I fucking know people in my life that are extremely older than me. The impact a lot of negative things that have been said about who they are for years, for fucking generations, has never left them. And some of them are in their late 40s, late 50s, 60s. I am looking at myself, the unlearning that I have to do, that I had to have done for myself, that I do every freaking day. I say this to my friends all the time. I reparent myself on a daily basis. I sit down and say to myself, what you've heard all your life in the church from people, from adults, from school, from the Catholic secondary school that I went to, all of these things I heard are not truth about me. It is not who I am. Who I am is not wrong. And do you think that this is okay for an African queer child to go through all their life? We are raising children that are extremely traumatized because of they've been told every time that they are wrong. A lot of people forget that harm is horrible. What does it even look like? A lot of these people don't understand the harm they cause. Harm looks like forcing religious deliverance or exorcism on gay people, public shaming a queer person, physical violence, emotional withdrawal, financial control, forcing gay people, LGBTQIA+ individuals into heterosexual marriages, silent treatments. I'm receiving that from some of my relatives up until today. They don't speak to me, and that is their wahala. That is their problem. Consistent monitoring. You are being monitored. You are being checked to check what you are doing. You are being followed everywhere. Monitoring spirit. And even when there is no physical violence, psychological harm is the worst, because it runs deep. It's the one that nobody sees. It's the one that deals with you, that people will think, oh, you're okay, you are amazing, you're doing fine, you are laughing, you are there, but it is eating you up. You are struggling. You go to bed, you don't sleep properly. You wake up at night, you're tossing and turning. Children tend to internalize the message. And you know what? It tells you that you have a problem. And the thing is that this does not disappear at 18. It follows you for a lifetime. That is why a lot of queer people somehow, directly and indirectly, are traumatized. You are constantly working on yourself. That is why a lot of us tend to struggle with our sexual orientation. And this is based on how you were raised, the things you were told, how you were told that you are wrong. And that never leaves you. I post content on social media. Some of my vlogs on TikTok, I started like as a gay Igbo man who is glowy, juicy, sexy, moisturized, and hydrated, protected by my ancestors, divinely protected, and doing what needs to be done. Do you know why this is important? It is important. Identity. I'm an African man. I'm an Igbo man. People like me does exist. They came before me and they will be here after I have gone. So I am reassuring each and every one of us that we can be ourselves. We can be amazing. We can be wonderful. We can be everything fabulous because that's who we are. We love us for real. We love ourselves. And nobody, no crusty, dusty, good for nothing individual is going to tell me any difference because I know that I am valid. I am protected. My ancestors love me. I know that we do not fucking need any permission from any good for nothing, dusty, crusty human being to live our lives. Do you know why all of this nonsense happens? Why do some parents react this way? I have asked myself this question so many fucking times. Fear of the community gossiping about them, fear of religious judgment, losing their social status, breaking generational expectations, like all of their nonsense that they make lists and lists and lists and lists for you that they expect you to achieve. What about their grandchildren? In many African cultures, children are seen as extension of parental reputation. I have said this so many times. Your children are not an extension of you. Your children are a whole different people outside of you. So what happens in this situation is when a child comes out, their parents tend to feel exposed. They feel ashamed. They feel like everybody's going to laugh at us. They feel like they are going to be a laughing stock. But this is the truth. Here is the truth. Your children doesn't have anything to do with your image. They are a human being like you. They breathe. They think. They have their own mind. They have their own reasoning. They have agency. All you need is to love and guide them. And a lot of you, as parents, especially our African parents, you have failed woefully. Discipline and damage. What is the difference? Discipline versus damage. African parenting often values discipline, resilience, and obedience. That's what they value. Don't get me wrong. Absolutely do not get me wrong. There is nothing inherently wrong with structure. But when discipline becomes humiliation, that is damage. That is damaging. When corruption becomes identity erasure, that is harm. There is a difference between I don't understand this and you are a disgrace. One opens conversation. The other destroys trust. And a lot of our parents don't have the trust of their queer children. I have talked about consequences in so many ways. And before I come into this, I'm going to explain the consequences for me personally as a gay Igbo man from Njikoka local government area of Anambra State who came out publicly and everybody in my fucking village knows I'm a homosexual. The consequences for me is that none of the people who are supposed to care for me speak to me. I lost friends. I can't associate with certain people, and that's their problem. Those are the negatives. That is their problem. I've made peace with that, and I understood that they weren't even meant to be in my life in the first place, and that's fine. When it comes to queer children and queer people, there is a long-term consequences. that may never leave you. Because when African children are raised in fear, they grow into adults with anxiety, depression, attachment issues, hyper-independence, difficulty trusting family, internalized shame, some cut off contact. And you know what happens in these situations? The parents will then say to you, "You have abandoned us. You abandoned us." No, absolutely not. You were not abandoned by your children. Some children distance themselves because staying was killing them emotionally. They need boundaries. They want to be able to live their life and not worry all the time. As someone who have experienced insults for being gay, who have been told so many things, I protect my energy, my mental and emotional well-being in so many ways. And this is something that I have tried and worked on to get to where I am with it. That even when someone is saying something extremely wayward to me, I am able to regulate how I react. I have that control. Sometimes when I'm about to lose control, I am so happy that I realize and I acknowledge that and I try to work on it. This is something that you tend to develop as a queer person, some of us, to be able to deal with these things. It is not easy. And the thing is that a lot of our African parents don't really understand what healthy parenting looks like. Healthy parenting doesn't require perfect understanding. It requires safety. I don't fully understand. That's what parents should say to you. I don't fully understand, but I love you. I need time, but I will not harm you. Your identity does not cancel your belonging here. You belonging with us. Support does not destroy your culture. I want to run this all over again for parents to understand. As a parent, if your child is queer, if your child is gay, a lesbian, a trans woman, you can say this to them. I do not fully understand this, but I love you. I really do need time, but I will not harm you. Your identity does not cancel your belonging here. And I want to let you know as a parent, support, you supporting your child does not destroy your culture. What it does is that it strengthens the family. It bonds you and your family. It makes your family stronger. Parents do not lose dignity by loving their queer children. They gain it. You gain respect. People will actually respect you if you parent the right way. This is something that I say all the time, and this is to us queer people, queer Africans. If you were raised in fear, you were not difficult. You were not rebellious. You were not evil. You were trying to exist. And if you need or needed to distance yourself for survival, there is nothing wrong with that. That is not you being cruel. That is not you being wicked towards your parents. That is you saying to yourself, I want to be happy. I want to have peace of mind. I want to be okay. That is self-preservation. You are allowed to build chosen family. You are allowed to seek therapy. You are allowed to heal. Healing can happen for a lifetime. That is okay. There is nothing wrong with you to continue to heal, to continue to work on yourself. Culture should not require breaking your children. Religion should not justify emotional violence. I am talking to you, African parents. Love should not feel like punishment. This has not been easy. It hasn't. Love should never, ever, ever in a million years feel like punishment. Love should be sweet. It should be amazing. It should not be you suffering your children and punishing them and telling them that you do it because of love, because it is not. For us queer people, you are loved. You are wonderful. You are amazing. There is nothing wrong with you. Share this episode if it has resonated with you, because silence protects harm, not the family. I want you to know that you are everything good. The so-called God that they are using against you loves you. That God created you. Love is love. Let love lead the way. Stay honest to yourself. Protect your peace. Protect your energy. Always remember that you matter, that you are valid. Always remember that you do not need permission from anybody. I have been Charles Okeke. This has been Igbofia and Unfiltered podcast. Thank you so much for joining the movement for visibility, representation, and truth. Have a wonderful time. I will see you in the next episode.